Blog Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to the Midweek Pick-Me-Up Energy Show, featuring professional officiant, tuning fork facilitator, and author, Marcy Ann Cheek. In 1988, Marcy Ann discovered the quantum fields of energy and vibration, and since then her life has been a day-to-day experiment in knowing how to live in light energy for happiness, health, and wealth. She shares the principles and laws of light energy as they operate in everyday life. And now, here is Marcy Ann.
And good morning, everyone. This is Marcy Ann, and this is our middle of the week Pick Me Up Energy Show. And my purpose in coming to you in the middle of the week like this is to help you get through the week. Although I understand there can be many, many people listening in the archives at any time of the day or night, and I want to welcome everyone who tunes in to hear this show today. I have a couple guests today. I'm waiting for one of my guests to call in, and the other guest is already here. Carolyn, I'm going to bring her on right now.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Carolyn. You're always right on time, and I appreciate you coming back on the show today. We had you on a week or so ago, and it was such a good show, I wanted to have you come back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me again.
You're welcome. And what we were going to talk about today is the divine feminine and the divine masculine. And I wanted to say, first of all, that I have some quotes I'm going to use today from the Bible, but I wanted to explain how I think about the Bible first. You know, we sort of have to have like a platform from which we discuss things, right? And in my studies, first of all, as my ministerial studies were in metaphysics, I went to the University of Metaphysics and I received my undergraduate degree and my ordination through that university. And I studied all the religions of the world. I studied all the esoteric literatures. I studied the sciences, you know, including the quantum level of physics, which goes beyond Newton physics out of the structured world of Newton down into the quantum level where there's nothing set in stone. And studying all these things from the background I had of the Bible, I found out that everything is in the Bible. Everything I looked outside of the Bible into all of the other arenas I learned is in the Bible. It's all in the Bible. It's never been preached, you know. I mean, the religions that use the Bible as their kind of like their encyclopedia, they preach certain doctrines that have been established by those particular faiths, and that's pretty much all they teach. But during a point in my life, I wrote the Bible 5 times, Carolyn. I had a time in my life when I was in between, I was making a transition, is what we learn now, like in the transition that you're making now in your life. And, you know, while we're making these transitions, it's like you're looking, it's not that you're throwing away everything from the past, but you're kind of taking on some new things and you have to integrate it all together. So while I was doing that, I wrote the Bible. I just copied it word for word. into notebooks. Well, that's when I found out that all these other things I had studied and all these other ideas and all these other concepts were also in the Bible. So when I quote the Bible, when I say, like, the Bible says da-da-da-da-da, I'm actually saying, and all the other literatures of the world, you know? That's the way I think about it. I think about it. And so the one verse I wanted to start out with was that the Bible says that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So in thinking in terms of our body, in other words, the physical part of us, that part of us that is identified as, you know, like I am Marcianne, in this physical form, the whole essence of Marcianne is more than just this physical form. But in that, because in this physical form is God's spirit. God's spirit. That's what gives me my breath. You know?
Yeah,
what causes our lungs to breathe in and out is what beats our heart. You know, I call it the God's spark that beats our heart. And the way Jesus said it was, the kingdom of God is within us. The whole kingdom of God. So you can think in terms of, like, you know, all of the universal energy of all there is within us. And so in this new, well, it's not new, but in this technique that you're currently using to become more aware of who and what you are, that this technique is called living in your temple, and I just think it's a fantastic technique. And so since you were on the show at the last time, and you read your mantra for us. So first of all, share with me what your experience has been since the last time we talked, because you do this mantra every single day, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And so what has happened, so like in this last week or two, first of all?
You know, well, I just feel more control of my life. Because since I'm clearing all the negative things in my life and in my body, soul, spirit, mind, subconscious, I feel more in control. And the goal is to become our own master, because we're trying to master our own body, just like you said, the temple. Our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. Well, temple of, I don't know what I wrote.
God's spirit.
Yeah, God's spirit. And it is. So as we do this, the goal shouldn't be to control other people. It's so we can control ourselves and our lives,
mm-hmm.
be more productive.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, I feel more joy. I've always been grateful and humble and patient, but that's some of the things that are coming through. For me, I'm happier. I still I'm getting cleansed. I don't know when each item is removed, but I do know I feel more positive energy coming into my life. I feel empowered as I'm talking about the positive affirmation, knowing that when I remove all the negativity, then I can manifest anything I want for myself in my life, you know. And so I'm excited. I'm really excited about it.
So let's have you do the mantra again. Do you have it there?
I have it in front of me.
I have my Carolyn, just for our listeners' benefit, Carolyn sent me her mantra. And when I first got it, Carolyn, it was like, well, why did she send me 5 copies of this? And then I realized that each one is for a different aspect of ourself.
Right, that's true.
So like the mind and the body and the subconscious and the spirit and what am I missing?
The soul.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
say it.
That finally dawned on me.
Because I guess, you know, because it does look the same. And then you realize, well, you're clearing each part separately.
Each level
and,
of us. It's kind of
yes,
like, and I don't know whether people understand that we are, you know, we're more than just a body.
We are.
Yeah, just our body. Our body houses the soul and the spirit and all of our intellectual and emotions and our entire consciousness, all the levels of our consciousness, including the subconscious part of us. That part is sort of been more of a mystery place, the subconscious. But, you know, I have this friend that has the QX machine. It's an energy machine, and she can read all of the 250,000 programs that are running in our body all the time.
Oh,
and
that's
good. Yeah. And there's a level where it reads what it calls the imponderables. And that's what the subconscious is. It's down there in that area of the imponderables, which means like areas where things are still sort of being formed and still where things can lurk and be operating and you don't know it. You know, that's that subconscious part. But it can have effect on us. It can have effects on us. Kind of like in the movie Maleficent, when the little girl was, when it was time for the curse to come to pass. You know, did you? You know the story, right? Sleeping Beauty. Yeah, and she's going to be 16, and she's going to prick her finger on the spinning wheel, and. Well, she was supposed to die, but they mitigated it so that she would fall into a deep sleep until she could be awakened by the kiss of true love. Well, in the movie, it was so neat the way it happened, because when it was time for the curse to become true, then it's like she was in this comatose state, you know, and she's just walking right straight toward the spinning wheel to seek the needle where she could put her finger on it. And the person I went with to see the movie says, well, why is she doing that? I said, because she's under the curse.
Mm-hmm.
She's under the curse, you know. And that's, it's not that we can't be freed from a curse. We can. But it's kind of like that subconscious realm is those imponderables, you know, we're doing things and we don't even know why we're doing it until that level is cleansed and cleared. So why don't you use the one that does with the, let's do the subconscious one.
Oh, you're going to do the subconscious. Okay, let me turn to it.
Okay.
It's easier, yeah. I did learn that me trying to remember each one as I went through was getting difficult because I couldn't remember which one I did before that, you know, because you're saying all the same words. You're just changing, you know, the body, the mind, subconscious, soul, and spirit. And so I knew I had to type it 5 times. And it's just easy to read. And I haven't memorized anything. But I do know that it, whenever you want to change something or add something, you just change it. But you change it for all five. Say the same thing. And it doesn't have to be this long. But my thought was, I want to get rid of everything. And I wrote down
everything.
Yeah, let's
take care of all of it.
Yes. So I'm going to read the subconscious.
Okay, so before you do, let's set an intention here for our listening audience. Okay, for everybody who's listening now, just take a moment to put away whatever it is you're doing. Take a little break, and now enter into this mantra with Carolyn and me. And let's allow our subconscious realm, the realm of imponderables, the realms of perhaps past, past lives, sometimes any past experience that still has like a a post-traumatic syndrome connected to it, any way that our energy is being sapped by something of the that's lurking in the subconscious realm that we can be released from now, where any kind of a curse or anything, any predisposition in a somebody else in our family or something that's said something awful about us, any of those things that could be there in the subconscious realm. And as Carolyn reads this part of the mantra, let's just see ourselves being cleared and cleansed and released. Let's see this subconscious realm of energy being released to be cleared and cleansed. Okay, Carolyn, go.
Okay, that was beautiful. And I'm going to try to read it slow so people can understand what I'm saying and hear it. Okay. I am Carolyn Carroll, and I ask the divine to clear my subconscious of the following: all diseases, all parasites, infections, germs, bacteria, fungus, viruses, allergies, impurities, chemicals, imbalances, toxins, negative energy, negative memories, traumas, obstacles, fears, patterns, shame, worry, guilt, doubts, drama, blockages, negative people, abuse, suffering, regrets, pain, negative thoughts, negative beliefs, negative feelings, negative circumstances, negative attachments, negative etheric energy, all that is harmful to me in my subconscious. Divine Spirit, clear all negative thoughts towards others and towards me. Negative programming, undesirable influences of extraterrestrials, all military implants, all reptilian energy, all vibrational energy that is negative, negative emotions, negative influences, all wayward, all fallen, all earthbound, all dark spirits, all negative entities, all demonic energy, all fatigue. I work on the highest purity of who I am. I remove all negativity from my subconscious. All that I release automatically leaves from my being. I remove all that does not serve a higher purpose for my being and my connection to the divine. I am bringing this through every cell in my body, mind, subconscious, soul, and spirit. I now bring into my temple my higher self, Christ's light, Christ's energy, Christ's consciousness, Christ's unconditional love. I bring forth my temple's energy and my energy.
So that is so good.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, now, everyone, let's just allow this to wash through us and... you know, this is a lot of stuff. And so in any kind of a cleanse, you know, we have to allow it to do its work. And so everybody will that just did this will know that they have started a work of cleansing and purifying in the subconscious realm. I think what I might do, Carolyn, is put this on my website, if you don't mind.
No,
would that
I don't
be okay?
Mind.
And then people
right.
could print it out, you know, and use it themselves.
Right, and they can change the words also.
Yeah.
Whatever they look forward to, you know, the universe, divine, God, Buddha, whoever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can make it their own. But when I saw yours, I saw how all-encompassing it was. You know, you've thought about just about everything that could possibly be something that's working against us. And then they can add in any other kind of ideas that they want.
Right.
So we can sort of set this as a template to give them an idea of the kind of mantra they could develop for themselves. And then that way they can start their own personal walk of coming into this greater joy and happiness. I mean, isn't that what we all want?
Right. That's, that's the ultimate. And I'm thinking, just imagine how we would feel each day as all, some of this negativity leaves us. I'm thinking pure joy. I'm looking forward to it. And I would like to say that for 35 years, I had no energy. So this is why I put all fatigue, because and I'm feeling a little bit better. I have a little more energy. But that was a long time for me not to have energy, and I had to work and do whatever else I had to do. Every day I asked for strength to get dressed, to brush my teeth, to, drive, everything. And so it's important that you make it yours, really, you know, for things down that that you want or you don't want,
because these things that we're carrying around with us weight us down.
Right,
these traumas and the guilt and the worry and the doubts and the obstacles and fears and all this stuff that you say here, regrets, negative beliefs. And then these other things, you know, bacteria and fungus and viruses and allergies. I mean, golly, how many people do you know that just, you know, suffer with allergies? And they, and in the Western medical profession, there isn't any help for them. There's just drugs that can interrupt the action, the body's reaction to whatever it is it's reacting to. But there's no real cure. This is a real cure.
And I have allergies, and that's why I put that in there. But you know what? Some of the things might overlap. I didn't care. I said I'm a state it whatever way I need to state it, and if I stated it using a different word, that's okay too. I just want to make sure it's removed.
Right, right. A lot of times our allergies are in a... it's the the body is a neutral place, so it's just it could be responding from one of these subconscious realms where something's happened, you know, even in a past life, because sometimes, you know, kids have allergies, they come into life with these sensitivities, And so it could have come from some other time in our stream of consciousness. Do you have in here somewhere from past lives? I don't think I saw
that's
that.
In the positive. Yeah, it's in the, I think in my
of course, anything, negative emotion, negative influences, any earthbound dark spirits, negative entities, those sort of things, yeah.
But you know what? But it would apply to the past lives anyway, because
uh-huh.
if you had some of that stuff from past lives, you're asking that it all be removed. And so since you're doing it from the body, the mind, subconscious, soul, and spirit, it should be removed.
It would take care of it.
I think it
yeah.
would.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But
okay.
I did do the positive affirmations, and some of the things I have in here is because this is what I want. This is not everything that I'm doing or have right now. And I talk about healing because I'm an energy healer, and that's why I refer to that. And I realize it's not in any order, like all the health things are not together. Because as I was writing, I was just writing, and then I was just typing. So I said, well, it makes more sense if I have all the medical stuff together. And
mm-hmm.
I have little thin moving veins. And so
well,
when
let's
I,
read
I,
your, okay.
Yeah,
yeah
okay.
Let's read your positive mantra.
Yes, yeah, so you could change it at any time, but okay.
Okay, now, first of all, before she reads this out, so now in your positive, for the listeners, in your positive mantra, in your cleansing mantra, you want to put out everything that you want to get rid of, right?
Yes.
Everything
yes.
you want clear and cleansed. And then in the positive mantra, you put everything that you want to see begin
right.
to be.
yes.
Be in your life. Yeah.
That's true.
And this is going to be very individual. Each person
yes.
will do their own personal desires. I call them your deepest desires, your fondest hopes, and your most impossible dreams.
Right. It's whatever you want to manifest also.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay. So let's hear yours. Here's
crazy.
Carolyn's. Here's Carolyn's future life. Well, starting right now, right? We don't want
yes.
to ever put it in the future. We want to say it's right
yes.
now.
Right now, yes.
It's right now. Okay.
Okay, here we go. It is my intention to be a one-time healer. My body vibrates as a healthy 29-year-old.
I love that.
yeah, and I'm 64 years old. I have 20/20 vision. I am able to heal with my entire body, my voice, my eyes, and my hands. I see auras in full colors and am able to give accurate readings to my clients. I can hear through my spiritual ears. God's will and my will is the same. I am able to scan people's bodies so that I can correctly interpret the information. I bring back into
okay,
my
now,
body.
Okay, now let's stop right there
okay.
just a second. So now
okay.
this first page here is your desire to enter into the field of healing and be a healer. So like if a person was going to be a teacher or if they were going to be they want to be a musician or they want to be, you know, whatever it is in their life they desire to be, then they would write out their ideas of, you know, like I'll play at a concert for, you know, 1,000 people or something like that. So in that first page, that is your desire as your career, right?
Yeah, well, I'm already a healer, but I want mm-hmm. the first thing. It is my intention to be a one-time healer. I want to be able to heal one time. You
mm-hmm.
know, when I heal somebody, God
mm-hmm.
is healing, but I
sure.
want to heal one time. So
mm-hmm.
I put that in.
Uh-huh.
And I think that
well, and
I'm
seeing
already,
the auras and hearing through your spiritual ears and using your body, your voice, your eyes, and your hands in your healing ministry.
Right. Yes. I want.
Actually, all of us can hear through our spiritual ears.
Well, I've heard a few things, like every couple of months, but I want to hear all the time.
More and more.
Right. And so since it's, you know, I don't have it like that yet, that's why I write. I can hear through my spiritual ears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to add I can see through my spiritual eyes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. I bring back into my body, mind, and subconscious all of the gifts and talents from my past lives to use for the benefit of others and myself.
You know, that is so strong.
Isn't that?
Every
yeah.
single person should say that.
Yeah. Because, I think, why
yeah.
not? We have gifts.
And talents.
Right.
Yeah.
From, and some of them we're using now and some of them we're not.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
I
right.
For the benefit of others and myself.
Yeah.
Why not be the best that you can be?
Yes. Go ahead.
I am unlimited in my healing abilities because my spirit and I work together to perform instantaneous healing.
Yes.
I like
oh,
that.
Oh, here you have it. I see with my spiritual eyes.
Oh, okay.
You already have it in there.
I've been changing it. I've been changing mm-hmm. it. And so what you have, I think I've changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. I vibrate at the same rate as Christ vibrates.
Okay, I want to say something there. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bible says that Jesus was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Think about that for a minute. The fullness of the Godhead bodily, which means that all of the power of the Godhead, now, the Godhead is a big thing. I mean, that's all, you know, the creator Elohims, that's all of the power of the Spirit. And it said that he had that 100% in his physical body. Now, I think we... you know, as we're growing in our understanding, I feel like I vibrate maybe at 66% now, 2/3%,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, and I'm working toward having it be 100% because Jesus said everything he did, we can do.
That's true.
Yeah, so he said
and
greater things will do. And so the more we vibrate at the same rate that Jesus vibrated, the more we'll be able to do everything that he did. And involved in that is not just healing people. I mean, although he healed every single person that he ever was, you know, called upon to heal, and he healed, by the way, remotely. You know, I think today sometimes people think in terms of remote healing as being, you know, ninu nanu. Well, Jesus did it all the time. He'd say, you know, this commander of the army came up one time and he says, you know, Jesus, my son is sick. And, you know, he lives way over there, you know, in those days. They didn't have the type of communication we had, travel. So, and he says, but I know that you can just send your word and heal him.
Right.
Well, that's just remote healing.
That's true.
So, see, you can just be on the phone and deal with someone. And actually, when Linda runs her QX machine on me, she does it at her house. And she just connects to my vibration.
Oh.
Just to my vibration. Because when we say our name, when we say our name, I am Marcy Ann Cheek, and you say, I am Carolyn Carroll, and all of our listeners, if they say their name, there's a vibration to that that's unique. No one else has it. It's our own personal vibration that has a code attached to it. So that's how remote healing happens, by the way.
It does.
Yeah, and then as you vibrate at the same rate, you know, as the Christ vibration, then that's what you're asking for there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I do not take on anyone's energy or illness. No one takes on my energy or illness when near others or while conducting healing sessions.
Okay, I want to say something there. This taking on other people's energy, because I talked about this last week on my show, the energy vampires.
Yes.
There is a, I think sometimes it's, we can see ourselves in an energy envelope, in a way, our own personal energy envelope that is our vibration. And that's what, you know, when you start to see auras, when are don't they extend out, way out from the person?
Yeah, they say they do. I don't see them yet. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's like our energy field. We're a magnetic energy field. It's like if you would stand and put your hands out to either side, as far out as the as your arm would extend out to the end of your fingertips, that kind of defines your energy field. You know, that's what people will say, you know, will say, you're in my space.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
And we are.
So you feel it. You feel
yeah,
the
you
energy.
Are.
When they're standing right in front of you.
You can. Exactly. And people will instinctively, you know, kind of step back. If you step in too close to them, they'll kind of just instinctively step back. And in a sense, I think it's almost like your energy field pushes them back. Right?
Oh, okay. That's
if you know, one person can have a stronger energy field than another one.
Well, that's true. And it's
not because
good.
Some people's energy fields are damaged. They're fragmented. They have holes in them. And then that's how other people's energy, you know, the energy vampires can kind of get in there and sap out and sap your energy.
Because
so that's another purpose for doing this mantra is to seal up, you know, seal up all those holes. When you do the negative part of your mantra, that seals up your energy field and repairs all those damaged places and heals up the holes. And then these other people's energies can't get in. Okay, so I do not take on anyone's energy or illness. No one takes on my energy or illness when near others while conducting the healing sessions. Okay.
Okay, yeah. And I was saying that because I don't need to take on their stuff. And they're trying to get healed, and they don't need anybody else's stuff.
Right.
Okay. I am grounded all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I attract clients who truly wishes to be healed or who the divine sends to me. When I am in a healing session, I can feel my client's energy coming back to me.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, when Jerry was talking to us, he felt that we should feel our client's energy. But I tell him I only feel mine. I feel energy coming on my hands. Now, I don't know if that's theirs coming back to me, but I think it's mine. So that's what he thought. He explained it to us, and I just wrote that in there. I think it's important.
I think it's part of the reading of their energy and seeing. You know, it could be like where you almost would even see where there is these holes in their energy, and then you can help them close them up sometimes.
Right, that's true. And I think also if you're doing a reading on somebody, you need to feel the energy or get in the energy field or something to get the information, which you can get information. So maybe that's what he meant, but that's what he kept saying to me.
Well, and earlier here you say about being able to scan the body.
Yes.
Because I, you know, I'm a theta healer. I did the theta healing classes.
Yes.
And we learned to scan the body. And the body, and that's where, I mean, the body shows up, everything that's going on in there. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you can see a dark something, or you can see colors. You can see where there's blockage,
right,
and all kinds of things. Yeah, when you do those scans.
Yeah, I want to do it more effectively.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just maybe intuitively doing it. I just want to do it and clearly see.
And then the other thing I learned about that is to work with the spirit, God's spirit. Like you say, you know, you realize you're doing this, you know, with the spirit of God. And and then when you actually deal with the client, sometimes they're not quite ready to have a certain thing revealed to them, and so you start at a lesser in a lesser area of their energy, you know, and gradually work then towards the complete healing,
yeah,
the total and complete healing.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to get to you.
My body is beautiful and at its perfect weight and size. That's very important.
I know.
My blood is thin and flows easily through my body.
Good.
My blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are all normal levels.
Okay, I want to say something there.
Okay. What's happening?
I think we have to be released from I'll have to just say Western medicine, which is a homeostasis system based on chemical rebalancing to coming to an allostasis system, which is activated by change of behavior. Because you know what I found out, and it's just now coming out, Carolyn, but I've known this for quite a while, that cholesterol is genetic. It's much more genetic than it is environmental or, you know, what we eat and stuff like that. It comes through our genetics. And I first saw this when my sister, I have a sister and two brothers, and my one sister and my one brother had low cholesterol and high blood pressure, and my other brother and I had high cholesterol and low blood pressure. Well, our mother had high cholesterol and low blood pressure, and our dad had low cholesterol and high blood pressure. Well, I mean, to me, it just was duh, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they both lived, both of them lived into their upper 80s.
Oh.
It's genetic. So I thought to myself, I'm not sweating this high cholesterol thing. I mean, my mother lived to be, you know, 86 years old with high cholesterol and low blood pressure. And so I'm not going to sweat this stuff. And when the doctor wanted me to start taking those statins, I said, no. I said, I'm not going to do it. I believe this is normal for me. See, you say here, all normal levels.
Yes.
That's the key there. What's normal for you?
Right. Because
not what's normal for everybody in the world. I mean,
right.
There's nobody like you know, there's no two people alike. So how can they put us all in one stall and say, okay, all of you have to have this number, you know.
And they do that with weight and a lot of other
things. Yes, and the blood sugar and blood pressure is the same way. What is normal for you? And then the other thing is the body's just a neutral place. It's only going to report back to you according to everything that's going on in all of these other levels that you talk about here in the mantra. Subconscious, soul, spirit, mind, you know, those are all going to be being reflected in this blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol. And once you get all that other stuff cleared out, right?
You'd be pretty good.
Boy, once you get rid of all that other stuff, then your blood pressure and your blood sugar and your cholesterol are going to be what is normal for you.
It's just like,
and you know, now they're finding out how bad those statins are. I mean, I have just been so thankful to God, you know, back when I was first, you know, challenged in this area. And, you know, we can trust the Holy Spirit within us. Our temple, we are the temple of God's Holy Spirit, and we can trust that Holy Spirit. And, boy, I just had this, no, 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 don't go there. No, 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 that's not the truth. Don't do that. And I didn't.
To his death. See?
Yeah, and so now, you know, I'm not going to go to the Western medicine doctors anymore. I'm not having all those tests and having them tell me this and that and the other that's true, because it's not true for me. And all it is just them making money.
That's all. Yeah.
That's what it's all about. It's just, to, you know, everybody has to come in every year and take their test so the hospital can make the money. And, Carolyn, I had a bride one time. Her job, she worked for Kaiser Permanente. Her job was to call every single person that belonged to Kaiser Permanente all the time. That was all she did, was sit on that telephone and call and schedule these tests.
Right. Because they
schedule
make it
the tests. It's time for your pap smear. It's time for your blood sugar test. It's time for this, it's time for that, and schedule these tests. And the more people she could get to schedule their tests, the more money she made.
Oh, and she was serious about it, too.
Isn't that something? And all it is just a way for the hospital to keep running.
Right.
So anyway, I just have Linda run the QX on me now. And do you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I almost always test down at the level 8. She keeps telling me, she says, you're at the highest level of anybody I've ever run on my machine.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Though.
Yes, because when you do what you're doing right now, I just can't encourage you enough, and I can't encourage my listeners enough that what you are doing is so profoundly divine.
Oh,
it is.
And it raises your vibration. And that it just makes everything else better.
Then you're going to be able to, you know, eventually I'll introduce you to Linda and she can run the QX on you. Once you've done this for about, 6 months.
Right. I was getting
and then we'll take the first, you know, reading on the QX and see where you are. And then find out what your life force energy is, which is what we could call, you know, the vibration,
right.
our own personal vibration. It's the amount of life force energy that we have, because all of the power of the universe is available to us.
And that's amazing, because when I didn't have that energy, I had my life force was leaving me, and I felt it. I didn't feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
I was just moving, you know, barely. I was just barely functioning. And so this is like night and day. This is why I'm excited, because I do want to live life and live it with passion and have fun and just have pure joy. And this is
everybody
giving it to me. Yes. And see, I didn't know about this 35 years ago. But I'm just blessed and happy that I know about it now, and I'm doing everything I can to reach my goals.
Okay, so now we've got your blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol all at normal levels. So now your next one here.
My heart is strong and healthy.
Yes. You know, our hearts, the heart is where, did you know the heart has its own brain?
No.
Yeah, the heart brain.
Hmm.
Yeah,
well,
the heart brain is where all the wisdoms, the sacred wisdoms are kept.
Oh.
Yeah, in the heart brain. And it's we pretty much are still operating out of the, you know, the frontal cortex of our regular of our brain and our head, which is hooked up to the reptilian part of our brain, which is either in flight or fight all the time, you know, stressing us to the max.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we can move forward out of that. Actually, I kind of see it as like just moving downward. And when that starts going off up there in our head, then just, you know, I try to allow myself then to move down into my heart brain, and then I'll say, ask my heart brain, well, what do you think? You know, what's really going on here? You know, help me, help me.
Well, that's why people say, I'm sorry, that's why people say live from your heart or speak from your heart, because the heart brain is in the heart.
Yes, yes. And the heart brain hasn't been corrupted. See, the brain in our head really is just a storehouse of learned knowledge.
Mm,
yeah,
okay.
It's just more of the learned knowledge. And a lot of that in there isn't right. It's a lot of those things you have in your first part of your mantra. And and so the more that is cleared out, the more you clear that all out, then your brain and your head is going to be able to be united with the heart brain, and they'll work in tandem together, and then you'll just operate out of the pure wisdoms, and that's how you're going to know how to do all this other stuff that you say you want to do.
Isn't that great? Oh, yeah. You don't have anything, and you've gotten rid of all the negativity, because when you think of a negative thought, you counsel it, or you'll do an affirmation, or you'll do the mantra again to get that cleared again.
Yes.
So you can have a clean sleep.
Exactly. And then your heart gets stronger and healthier.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm
the next
excited
one.
About it. My organs are all functioning perfectly.
Yep, and they can too.
Yes. My
That's
eyes
possible.
Are sparkling.
I don't care if some
this.
Of them aren't right now.
Right. I know.
Yeah, that's what people need to know, is that even if some of them aren't functioning right now perfectly, the only reason why they're not is because they've got some of that stuff in it from the first part of the mantra. And as each one of that continues to be cleared out, then these organs are going to just operate the way they're supposed to.
That's true.
Okay, next.
My eyes are sparkly and I see clearly. I create miracles every day.
Yes, and you know what? Our life becomes a miracle. Because miracles on the spirit side is just normal. From the spirit viewpoint, it's just normal living.
And see, we're
we call them miracles because we've had so much of this other part of the first part of your mantra going on in our life.
Right, and we're spiritual beings, and we can do all these things, anything we wanted to do. And we forgot when we came here. And
that's right.
And part of the lesson is to remember and you know, come back to where we were.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I am open to my psychic self. all information comes to me freely from spirit.
Yes.
I am ready to accept it, but I'm just going to cross that out. I thank the divine for my accuracy in receiving and delivering information.
Yep, Jesus said everything he did. He said, I of my own self do nothing. It's the Father within me that doeth the work. And we're the channel through which the divine operates.
That's all right. We are, the channel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am the vision, God is the power, and we are the team.
I love it. We are the team.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Because she's so powerful, and we could do anything with her.
Yeah.
I glow for God. My light is seen by all. And people have told me they see a light around me. And I said, yes.
Yeah.
I attract loving, generous, spiritual, trustworthy, and loyal friends into my life.
Yes.
Yeah. I love knowing that my ideal financial situation brings me the comfort and the knowledge that I can travel where I want, shop where I want, and have whatever will make me feel amazing.
I love this.
I do have that on yours, don't I?
Huh?
Did I include that on?
Yeah, you put that on. Okay. Yeah, I'm reading right along with you.
Okay. All the money I spend enriches society and comes back to me multiplied.
You know, that's a beautiful statement. What a way to think about spending your money. All the money I spend enriches society. Isn't that a great way to think of the way you spend your money?
Right, and it's not being selfish and just thinking about yourself. And you,
no.
It's a two-way thing, yeah.
Well, yeah, so that's going to, if you buy a sweater at a store, you know, you've helped that girl that sold you that sweater, you know, earn her salary that she uses to then, you know, feed her family and take care of her life, and you're helping to pay those lights to be on in that store and for it to be able to continue to operate. And that's just such a wonderful way of seeing our interconnectedness. Our interconnectedness. And how we all are helping each other.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And
then as you see it as a gift, because it's in giving that we receive, then you say it can come back to you multiplied. That's just wonderful.
It is. Whenever I go anywhere, if I make an interaction with somebody or exchange, like buy something or go to Starbucks, I always say to myself silently, bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
that's wonderful.
You know, I always ask it, so everybody be blessed. Give them joy. Give them happiness. You know,
mm-hmm.
especially if they're not in good mood.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, dear God, give them joy today. And
that's
just going
just
by my
great
business.
Way. That's just wonderful. I think I like that line the best of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I asked it while I'm driving. Those that have road rage, give them happiness. Bless
mm-hmm.
them today. I
mm-hmm.
mean, they don't know why, but things, you know, something's just going to happen to them. And I'm happy about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you sent out that energy to them.
It's powerful. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I wrote my books. I have the perfect publisher, and together we are extremely successful.
Okay.
I am healthy, and my MHZ is operating at 67.
MHZ.
Now, this is something regarding physics, and a healthy body vibrates at 67.
Oh,
that
okay.
Number.
Where did you
and
get
so
that? Did you get that from Jerry?
Jerry work.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and he had all the facts down. And so
I'll have to ask him about
and
that.
I asked myself, I'm healthy. And then I said, I need to put that in there somewhere. It's
mm-hmm.
operating at least 67. That's the health. If it goes to 59, that's when you get disease.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm going
so
to have to ask
I
him about
I
that.
I need to put that in.
I'm interested in that. I'm going to star that. We'll examine that later on.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. I said, I am in gamma state, which means that my whole brain is working all at once. As a result, my body is full of white light.
Okay, now the gamma state, is that what Jerry says about where we're supposed to operate?
Right. See, I guess the alpha and the beta and the delta, he explained those. But in gamma state, that means your entire brain is working 100% all at once. And you can do anything. Your body is full of white light, and anything's possible at that point.
So, and isn't that where he teaches that the left brain and the right brain are in balance and working together?
Yes.
That it, because, you know, some people are more left brain, you know, and then some people are more spatial, more right-brained, and that is a little out of balance because if they can get the two hemispheres operating in balance, then they have, I think it gives you a lot more understanding about other people and other things. You're not just coming from your own one-sided perspective.
Right, because we need balance.
Yeah.
In everything.
Yeah. Okay, and your body is full of white light. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. The law of attraction is unfolding and orchestrating all that needs to happen to bring me all of my desires.
Yes.
My hair grows evenly and fast.
Why did you want that?
Because the top of my hair grows fast and the sides grow fast. The back grows slow. So if I get a haircut, if I trim my hair in the top, it looks like I have a haircut. You know, it's like my top of my hair covers the back of my hair. And it's long at times when I have it pressed out. But it if it just grows evenly, then I can cut my bangs, you know, cut my front of my hair and have different styles. And I always wanted to do that. I always had to wear it straight because if I cut it, it was like I had a haircut because it's so uneven. So I wanted to grow even. See, the back grows slow and it's not even as the rest of my head.
Okay.
And that's why.
So now what this says to me is that when we think about our mantra and the parts, the things that we do want, we can get just this specific.
Yeah.
If there's one part about your body that you'd like to see corrected.
Yes.
Speak it out there.
Right.
You know, you can be this specific. My hair grows evenly and fast. Okay.
Yes. And I have gray hair, and I ask that it be turned back to black, and I have black strands going back. So I didn't put this one down because it's already happening, and I'm excited about that. Yes, yes. Yes, gray hair is just that where I go to get my hair done, people are kind of hesitant to deal with gray hair, or they put too much heat on it, and you get yellow and brownish streaks, and I just don't want yellow or brownish streaks anymore. So I said it would just solve the problem if it just turns back black. And it's in the process of doing it.
Okay. Wonderful.
I have a photogenic memory.
Okay.
I have a toned body.
Okay.
My stomach is flat and tight. My spiritual name will be provided to me. I don't know what it is right now. I successfully shield myself from any form of energetic energy from other people.
Okay, now I have a kind of a saying I use for that. I put myself in the white light, in my white light energy envelope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good too.
And I have
a
picture of it here on my desktop on my computer, the chart of the divine self. And I see myself, first of all, surrounded by the purple-violet flame, then within the white light envelope, that streams forth from the heart of the great central sun. You know, we all are a ray of light that's come forth. And, so then that ray of light I see is coming forth from the great central sun, coming straight here to the earth, and I see myself safe in that, safe inside that, and then surrounded by the purple violet flame, the purple transmuting violet flame.
Right. That's
okay.
I had to write
so
that down.
That's a perfect shield. Okay.
Right, that is.
All right, go ahead.
Writing is a joy, and I do it with love and without struggle. I'm thinking about getting rid of without because I'm trying to make it as positive as possible.
Right.
Thoughts, ideas, and words flow freely from the universe to my conscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I am famous. Enjoy all the blessings that come along with it. I use my fame responsibly to help the world, its people, and its important causes. I thank God for my fame, which has come to me in a safe and loving way. I receive all that is in my highest and greatest good in accordance with divine will of all concerned. That's long. Okay. I feel unconditional love all of the time. I use all of my spiritual gifts. I live my life with passion. I have large, strong, healthy blood veins. Every atom of my being is resonating with joy and happiness now. Today I give thanks and celebrate what an unbelievable life I have had so far. The accomplishments, the many blessings, and even the hardships, because they have served to make me stronger.
Mm-hmm.
My life is fully guided by synchronicity and intuition. I am blessed beyond my wildest dreams.
Mm.
The spirit of the divine within me is the source of all of my supply. I am absolutely fabulous. I love that one.
Let's say that together. Let's say that
okay.
together.
All right.
I am
absolutely fabulous.
Fabulous.
Fabulous, fabulous.
I am absolutely fabulous. I am the prize.
That's true. People come
okay,
to
I'm
me
gonna
from
circle
the
that
north.
One and I'm gonna come back to it now when you get to the end. Here, go ahead.
Okay. People come to me from the north, the south, the east, and the west to experience my sessions and or to get into my business. The white blue light of healing energy is circulating through my body, maintaining perfect health in my arteries and veins, in every bone, every joint, every muscle, every organ, every gland, every cell, and every drop of blood.
I do that same one there. I do that same thing.
That's
okay,
nice.
Go ahead.
Everything I do adds beauty, harmony, order, and light to the universe.
Oh, that one is so strong.
Oh,
that is so strong.
Great.
Everything I do adds beauty, harmony, order, and light. And I think of light as love, so I would put love there too.
Love.
To the
okay.
universe. Boy, if you know, if every single, you know, what we see going on today, you know, what people are doing today, does it add beauty? Does it add harmony? Does it elevate the, you know, the level of life we have here on earth and make order and light and love to everyone?
No.
Yeah. If just we could just get everybody listening right this minute to this show, if they could just start doing that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It would make a difference.
Boy, what a difference it would make.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that one again. Let's say that one together. Everything I do
adds beauty,
harmony, order, and light and love to the universe.
To the universe.
Okay.
I'm going to have to add love. I will.
Yeah, light and love. Guidance. Let's say light and love. Okay.
Light and love. Okay. I receive guidance and insight through meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I eat healthy foods.
Mm-hmm.
I am truly blessed to be in a loving, harmonious relationship with my divine mate who is worthy of my love.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Do you know that I have been fellowshipping with my divine mate who I believe is operating in the galactic councils right now? He's not in human form right now, but I feel his presence, and I feel his I feel this loving, harmonious relationship.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I did meet mine. I had 2 years ago, and I didn't recognize him, which I knew I wouldn't. I just knew I wouldn't recognize him when I saw him or know who he was. And the seventh month of seeing him, we lost 6 hours and 5 minutes in about a minute and 2 seconds. And we looked at the clock, and we were astonished. We didn't know what happened. And he was looking weird at me, and I said, "Do you think I did that? I didn't make time disappear." And then I guess as we left to leave that day, because we always hugged each other, just 2 seconds, you know, nothing serious, we felt unconditional love, like in the midst of us, you know, like
mm-hmm.
I felt it. And I asked him, did he feel it, and he told me no. What a straight face. And then about 6 months after that, he told me he felt that. And he didn't know what it was, but he said it felt good. And I said, why didn't you tell me you felt it? And he wouldn't answer me. So it was just, like, scary to him. And then after a year, he told me he felt something. And I said, what? When? What did you feel? Because I always told him what I felt. And he told me the first day I met you, the first day I came to your house. He came for healing. First time he came to my house, he said he felt like he knew me, and he didn't want to shake my hands. He wanted to hug me. But he was acting so strange, I knew he wasn't feeling comfortable. I
mm-hmm.
just hugged him real quick, you know, so he could feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And he had felt something the entire time and didn't say
mm-hmm.
one word to me.
Mm-hmm.
So
are you still together?
No, we talked because he was, you know, like I read articles like one divine mate may get scared and run. So he kind of disappeared for about 6 months. He told
mm-hmm.
me he was going up north to do something. And then he came back and then he made contact. So he calls me, you know, like every week. So I decided, well, okay, he's confused. He doesn't know what to do. He's trying to sort it out, and so I'm
mm-hmm.
just giving him time to do that, and I just have to let him have his freedom and his time.
Mm-hmm.
But I
mm-hmm.
know for a fact he's my divine mate. It
mm-hmm.
just it was in my soul, and I know it's
mm-hmm.
So I was trying to explain it to him. It's a spiritual thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't understand. So
mm-hmm.
I gave him articles and stuff, so I said, okay, I have to be patient, and I have to go along in my life, because, you know, you can't be on hold for other people. You still have
That's
to live your
exactly
life.
Exactly right. Oh,
right.
You,
and
just
you
said
have to live
so
your
important.
Life. And so I am focusing on myself and
yes.
And what I'm here to do. And either he'll catch up or he'll be willing to, you know, see if something could happen. I already know. That's my divine mate, and I've waited all my life for him.
Mm-hmm.
I also knew that I had lived several lifetimes with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because memories started popping up from
yes.
other lives.
Uh-huh.
For him and me, we both
uh-huh.
started having it. And so I just said, it's nothing to compare it with. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when you meet your divine mate, you'll know it.
Mhm. Mhm. I think it's at the cellular level that you, it's like there's cellular recognition.
Right.
You know, the cells of your body and the cells of his body will recognize one another and call out to one another.
Right, because
it's kind of like when Mary was pregnant with Jesus and she was in the same room with the mother of John the Baptist.
Oh, yeah.
And the Bible says the two babies jumped in their wombs, you know, in recognition of one another. And I think that's what it is. It's that cellular level, beyond the cellular level, actually.
In his presence, I felt a magnetic pull towards him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't feel it, but I felt it. And it was so strong. My whole body was moving towards him. And
mm-hmm.
I was sitting the first time, and then I was standing the second time. And he wasn't even looking at me. He was getting ready to leave. And I had to force myself to pull back. It was that strong. It was a pull towards him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said,
magnetic.
Wow, some strong stuff. And then it dawned on me, God is trying to let me know this is my divine mate, because
mm-hmm.
I knew somebody was going to have to tell me. But after all that stuff was happening, I knew without a doubt.
Well, that's wonderful, and I applaud you for your just being settled in the knowing and going ahead with your own personal spiritual evolution and preparing, you know, continuing to prepare yourself and grow yourself and get this part of your life established. And that could be, you know, the thing that has to be done next, because everything is process.
Right,
and then once you have all of this established, you know, and you're totally established in your healing ministry, and you're totally established in getting your book written and all these things you desire to do, then it'll all come together.
It will.
It all comes together.
Everybody has to go through this. And I do realize that we all have free will. And I did
mm-hmm.
tell him, I said, you know what, no matter what, I know that you're my divine mate. We have free will. And if we choose not to be together or even try to see if it'll work, it's okay. But, you know, it's your choice. And you have to, you know, this all this is new. And so I said, so you have to process this. He is a deep thinker. He thinks deeply about everything. And days, weeks, you know, hours, you ask him simple questions, and he's thinking. He's thinking it through. So I know he's thinking all this through. That was just a bit much. We sat
down.
Well,
I think the man likes to be kind of like the pursuer, too.
They do, and they want to be in control. So I realized that, and I said, okay, I have to back off and just do my thing and
mm-hmm.
not just be needy or try to force somebody
exactly.
to do something. And everybody has free will. And so I said, you know what, I don't even know you. So can we just, you know, after the sessions, just talk for 10 or 15 minutes without you having another appointment? And so we did that. We did that for a couple of months. And we got to know each other, but that didn't mean he was ready. And he was probably still thinking about it. And so I just, you know, I left it open, and we get along fine, and I'm just not, you know, because if he's not ready or he chooses not to be involved with me, then I've asked God to send me a soulmate, to send me somebody that's vibrating at the same level as me. You know, and I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to get over, but I had to get over that and let it go with love, and that's what
mm-hmm.
I did.
Yeah. Soulmates, I think, come, we can have more than one soulmate. I think that soulmates help us grow and evolve, and soulmates, you know, help us know what we don't want.
Right, and it's
a
not
lot of
always
times.
Easy. It shows
yeah.
us, with the divine mate, it shows us the other side. It's a mirror for us. So whatever is
irritating. Well, I call it the pure and sure complement of ourself, the one that we will then internally co-create with.
Right. Because I think they're actually the other half of our soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you feel all this energy when you're in their presence. And I feel strongly all my emotions in his presence. He's the only man that I've ever felt all my emotions in his presence, because I'm working on it. My emotions are not always there. And I just said, this is absolutely amazing. And I'm getting a lot out of this. So, of course, I want to see him. But I, you know, I'm working on myself. And so I know I will. That's why I say I live my life with passion. Because you're feeling.
Yeah.
You're truly feeling.
Yeah.
And I said, okay,
I'm
going to get
it. I can feel it when we talk. I can feel your passion.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I am passionate. I'm passionate about getting myself together.
So. Okay, so we got a little bit more to go here. We're getting down to the end of our time, so I want to get all the way through here. All right.
Okay.
There are no controlling people in my life. I would say that I don't allow people to control me.
Well, you know, you don't have to allow it, but, you know, some people try to do it anyway.
Yeah.
They just
yeah.
do it. And not that they're controlling, because they can't make you do anything.
That's
because
right.
you have free will.
We
but,
have free will. We don't have to do anything.
Yeah, it's just two or three controlling people in my life. Some are family members and some are not. I'm learning how to, you know, I'm not being controlled by them, but I don't need controlling people. And you know what? I don't have it in this part. I've been change it and add it, so I don't even have what you're reading now.
Oh, okay. You've
in
changed
front of
it
me.
Again.
So
all
you
right.
can read it. Yeah, you can read it if there's anything else down there, because I've been changing it.
All right. Sure. That's the beauty of these mantras, because as you progress, then you refine it. You refine and clarify more and more.
Right.
Okay,
well,
the next
already.
One, your mom.
Well, you know what? I don't have that part. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, you don't have that
anymore. Why don't you read that? No,
okay.
I don't have it.
Well, you said my mother is very respectful of my wishes, and she's supportive and loving in her approach and talks with me.
Yes.
So have you and your mom a better relationship now?
Well, you know what? I didn't even write that for myself. Me and my mom had a great relationship.
Oh, okay.
And
she
passed in 2006. Yeah, she passed. But someone called me and asked me what could they say about the relationship with his mother. And so I wrote that, and they loved it.
Okay, so that could be for anybody.
Right,
then I'm going to read it again then, if that's the way, if that's what it is.
Right.
This could be a healing statement for anyone who needs to have a better relationship with their mother.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is that how you would put it, or how would you say it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because this person didn't have a good relationship with their mother.
Uh-huh. Okay. My mother is very respectful of my wishes. She is very supportive and loving in her approach and talks with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's very good. Because I had lunch yesterday with a girl, and she just still isn't able to think about her mother in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's not that she doesn't feel that eventually she and her mom maybe can have a better relationship, but she also just feels there's such a cultural divide in that her mom is old school and she's, you know, she's new school, and it's like never the twain shall meet. So the respect part is the important thing here then. My mother is very respectful of my wishes. Yeah. And so she supports me and loves me in my approach to life. And I respect and support her in her approach to life, something like that.
Right, that would be nice. And also it helps to send white light or send love and something else. Love and joy and happiness to her. And pray for her. Because
it's hard.
Thankfulness
and gratefulness, too. Because she'll say, you know, that her mom did teach her lots of things. Her mom, you know, it's because of her mom she's this or that or the other. So, I mean, so that's where gratefulness and thankfulness would come in. And say,
right.
And I am thankful that she taught me this, and I'm grateful that, you know, I that because of her, I now, you know, live my life in a certain way.
Right.
So that helps, I think.
Right. And it was something else that I was saying. Okay, but that's good.
All right.
Is there anything
two more
else?
Here.
Oh, okay. Go for it, because I don't
have it. Oh, okay. This time in my life is full of miracles. Everything that I am involved in is successful. I manage my business, my family life, and my social life with balance. So that was the
end.
That's it
all.
That's it. I manage my business, my family life, and my social life with balance.
Right, that's good.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, our other guest didn't apparently understand either how to call in or had something come up and couldn't be with us today, but it gave us a chance to really go through this mantra again and give people a chance to hear it again and consider it. And I think I will put it on the webpage more as a template, you know. And so I just want to thank you for coming on again, Carolyn. You're always such a fun guest.
Oh, it's
and,
nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our next class together with Jerry. I'm going to try to see if we can get him to do it sooner than he's talking about.
Well, maybe at the end of the month, so it should be coming up.
Yeah, maybe that would be good. And then, so my website is www.marcyann.com. That's just my name, Marcy Ann. That's my vibration. And up at the top of marcyann.com, it says click here to go to Marcy Ann's radio page. And then you just click on that, and it'll take you to the radio page. And I'm going to post Carolyn's mantra there. And then so that you can print it out and or use it as a template now to create your daily mantra for what you don't want, get rid of everything you don't want in your life, and release all of that energy then to be applied to the list for everything that you do want in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So we didn't get to the divine masculine and feminine.
That's
so we'll
okay.
have to do that another time, Carolyn, okay?
Okay.
Because,
right.
you know, the living in your temple, if your temple is the house of the Holy Spirit and is God, and actually the kingdom of God is within our temple, I just think that's going to, that would just dramatically change the way that we interact together, male and female. It just would have a dramatic effect on how we act as a woman and how a man would act as a man. And so maybe next time we're together on the air, we can talk about that.
Okay.
Okay?
That'd be
so
good.
I want to thank everybody for listening today, and I want to encourage you on this exciting path of finding new energy in your life and increasing your level of bliss and happiness. And until next week at this time, this is Marcy Ann saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Carolyn. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
That's our show for today. You can contact Marcy Ann on her website, www.marcyann.com. Up at the top of the main page, there is a link. Click here for Marcy Ann's radio show. And thank you for tuning in today to Marcy Ann's Middle of the Week Pick Me Up Energy Show, which broadcasts every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time from her studio in Southern California. You can also listen on Sundays at 7 p.m. to Marcy Ann's show, Say What, for reflections on life on planet Earth. And on Fridays at 5 p.m. is The Finding Mr. Right Show, a support show that helps single people find Ms. Right or Mr. Right, based on ideas and information in Marcy Ann's book at www.MrRightForMe.com. Thanks for listening.